Waiting on a tax return? Hopefully it ends up in your hands. Fraudulent tax returns due to identity theft increased by 30% in 2023. If you're in a bind this tax season, LifeLock can help. Our U.S.-based restoration specialists are experts dedicated to helping solve your identity theft issues. And all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. So we'll reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. Help protect your information this tax season with LifeLock. Save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/aware.
The Dave Ryan Show's two sides to every date.
Sometimes you go on a date and you go, huh, that didn't work out for either of us. We didn't have much to talk about. Or, you know, his picture was like 15 years old and it didn't look like him anymore. Or it turned out that he showed up drunk or whatever it is.
The usual.
But sometimes you go on a date and you think it worked out okay. And then you don't ever hear from them again. Or if you do, it's kind of like, do you want to go out again? Well, I'm busy that weekend. Why didn't even say a weekend? So we got Kelly on the phone. Kelly and I have been chatting. Kelly and I have been chatting about just kind of life in general and the weekend and things like that. Last weekend, was the date last weekend, Kelly?
Yeah, it was last Friday.
Okay, so what happened on the date? Because you seemed like everybody who's ever on this feature, they're like, seemed to go okay. It maybe wasn't like a love of a lifetime, but it seemed to go okay. But now you want to find out from this guy what happened. So run down the date for us and what happened and why you think it went well, and then we'll theorize and speculate. What's going on?
Well, I thought it went well. You know, we went out and we got something to eat and had a good conversation. I thought we connected and we talked about, like, what vacations we've been on and where we like to travel, and we talked about movies, we talked about astrology. So we seemed to connect on, like, a couple different, you know, topics, and we ended up going back to my place afterwards and hung out more, and again, had a great time. And so when...
Define hung out more. It's none of my business. I don't want to be that guy, but when you say you stopped my... You got my attention when you said we hung out more. Mm-hmm. And it's none of my business, but do you want to clarify or elaborate on hung out more?
We just talked. That's why I'm confused, because it was like it he didn't pressure me. It was, you know, it was a really like nice conversation because we just had a lot to talk about.
And I think that's great. I mean, when you have a lot to talk about, and if it's a great date and it didn't even involve hooking up or making out or anything like that should be a great date. And that's
felt like it was. Yeah.
And since then, what has happened? Do you say, hey, do you want to go out again? Do you want to grab something to eat? What's happened since then?
So at the end of the date, I said, okay, let's do this again. He said, yeah. So date was last Friday, and we were texting over the weekend, and then I haven't heard anything since Sunday. She just kind of ghosted. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and you don't want to be the person who's like, hey, hello, are you there? I thought we had plans, because you have your dignity, and you also don't want to be that person.
And I text him probably like 2 times, no response, and I just kind of thought it was weird, because I just thought it was such a great, I haven't had a date like that in a while, and so I just thought it was heading in a good direction, so I'm just kind of confused.
That is totally the number of texts you send to. 2. I don't know what it is, but 2 is the number you send when the person, because you send the initial one, you don't get a response, and you're like, I'm going to give it maybe one more just
you
to
don't,
see.
Yeah, you want to give one.
Yeah, but then you don't want to look desperate. So after 2, you're like, great, now I can't text again.
You do.
That's kind of my role.
I get it. Okay, guess what? We did, obviously, we got his phone number because we got it from you. So we called him a little while ago, and he doesn't mind. He said that he'll be on. Sometimes we get this far, and it's like, nah, I'd really rather not be on. We don't want to talk about it. So this time, Brandon is willing to talk to you and tell you why he's not interested in another date, or maybe you read him wrong and he is interested. Maybe he's busy. We'll find out in a few minutes. Hang on, Kelly, and we'll be right back on Two Sides to Every Date. We are back.
The Dave Ryan Show's Two Sides to Every Date.
I'm excited to find out what happened here on Two Sides to Every Date, because it doesn't sound like anybody's heartbroken. I'm curious. You know, it's like, I thought you liked me. I thought we kind of got along together.
It always hurts your pride a little bit when someone ghosts you. You're like, well, what did I do? When really, it probably wasn't you, unless it was.
I don't know that I've ever been on a date where I thought it went really well and it really didn't. I don't know. I haven't been on that many bad dates.
Yeah,
so I don't have a lot of experience with this. I've been lucky that way. And it wasn't a bad date. It was a really good date. Kelly went out last week, you grabbed something to eat, you talk, you said you brought up like vacations and I don't know, whatever, shopping and loans and trips, and then was it psychics that you brought up, or astrology, that's what it was, and so you seemed to get along okay. You even went back to, did you go to your place or did you go to his place?
My place.
Okay. And then you hung out, conversation continues there. Did you not offer snacks? Because I think dates like snacks. Did you have any kind of snacks at all?
I definitely had snacks. I love a good snack.
Okay, if you had scoops but no dip, that is not considered, that is not a snack. If you're going to bust out chips with no dip, I'm out.
I give my buddy Harry such a hard time because he invited us over for quote unquote snacks one time, Tina and I, and we got there and he had kale chips and he had a veggie tray without ranch. And I was
like,
what do we dip the vegetables in? And he's like, I don't know. I think I have some hummus somewhere. I was like, get out of here. Get out. This is not snacks, Harry. Kelly, just so you know, before we even talk to him, we have someone that texted in and said, Kelly, don't feel bad about the situation. Decency and propriety are lost. Ghosting someone is rude. Be honest and kind and talk, not text to them. So,
okay, all right. We do have him on the phone here. So you went out, you talked, you had a good time. You went back to your place, you talked, and then you said, let's go out. Nothing since Sunday, and this date was on Friday. Your boy Brandon is on the phone right now. We did get him on the phone, and he is willing to talk to us about this. Brandon, good morning.
Good morning.
Was it the snacks? Did she have bad snacks? I mean, like old dry pizza rolls, or did she have scoops with no salsa? Was it the snacks?
No, the snacks were fine. It was the conversation that was not really up to snuff. She just went on and on about astrology and her star sign and whether our charts were compatible, and it was just too much.
So, it's okay not to be into astrology, but you could have tolerated it for a little bit, but she went on too much?
Yeah, no, exactly. I started out by trying to be interested, you know, being polite. It's a first date. She's interested, and that's fine. Mm-hmm. She can like whatever she likes. But after, you know, 20 minutes, a half hour, and then after we left the restaurant and went to her place, she started talking about it again. That's when I knew, okay, this is some BS, man. I'm over this.
Does that sound right? Did you spend the entire date talking about astrology?
Well, we talked about it a lot because he said he was into it. So I thought it was something that he was enjoying.
I said I was into it because we're on a first date and I'm trying to be polite. This is something you like. What am I supposed to say? No, that's stupid. I don't want to talk about this.
Can you imagine?
Oh, God.
I mean, but I'd rather you just be honest and say, you know, I've heard about it, but I don't know a lot. You know, like, I'd rather you just be honest. We talked about it at the restaurant, and then you said you wanted to come back to my place and hang out more, so I thought that you totally were fine.
I was being honest. I was also trying to be tactful. I kept trying to change the subject to anything else, literally anything else, but you wouldn't have it. You were so self-absorbed that you couldn't see that I was not at all interested in it. I'm sorry. I think astrology is nonsense. You're an attractive and intelligent woman. How can you be pulled in by this mumbo jumbo?
Okay.
It's okay.
Ouch.
Answer there.
Yep.
Self-absorbed. Okay.
Yeah, that kind of stings a little bit. It's kind of like religion. It's kind of like, you're a Christian. How can you be pulled into that mumbo jumbo? Well, that argument's never going to go well.
No.
So, but I get it. At the same time, you were probably being your typical Minnesotan. You're being way too passive. You didn't say, you know what, can we talk about something else? I mean, I respect your love of astrology. Not really something I'm into. That's cool. So how about them twins or where are you going on spring break or something else? But did you try to change the conversation?
I tried so many times. And I really thought that once we left the restaurant that, you know, that would be a great segue to any other conversation once we got to her place. But it just kept going.
Interesting.
I don't know what else to say. I don't want to be rude, but that's what happened.
Okay. No, that totally makes sense. I think
you already were rude, but, you know, it is what it is. At least I know now.
And you know what? And that's what this is for. At least you know now. Maybe we can all learn something from this. I mean, some of us aren't very good at, like, you know, like reading the room, but some of us are really good at, like, pretending we're interested in something.
Yes.
And then we're shocked when somebody else is like, oh, you're not interested in it?
Yeah.
So, okay, Fallon, wrap it up. I feel really awkward right now. Fallon, go ahead and wrap it up.
Well, were your signs compatible? I mean,
Is that a bad way to wrap it up?
Maybe they weren't compatible anyway.
Are your signs compatible, Kelly?
Well, I thought they were, but apparently she said they were not. So.
She said they were. Did she pull out an app on her phone or a chart or a big piece of paper or anything?
Yes. Oh, my gosh. I spent 30 minutes looking at her phone.
Like astrology apps or something?
Yes. She's a Gemini and I'm a Leo, so et cetera, et cetera.
Wow.
Well, it says here that those are really compatible signs. All right, I'm going to let you two go. I've wasted enough of your time. Kelly, you got your answer. Brandon, thanks for talking to us on KDWB. We appreciate it.
Have a great day, guys.
Yeah, you too. Jeez. Okay, so who's right, who's wrong?
Here's what the text says. Girl,
what are people saying?
Girl, burn some sage and get over him. Y'all aren't compatible. Ladies, don't date that guy. He doesn't know how to be tactfully honest. It's from Terry. She got so defensive when she heard the truth. Much better to have been ghosted. Someone else said, then don't say, yeah, let's go on a second date and text her back and say you're not interested. This guy is a D. Ghosting is so much kinder and considerate than blowing someone off. Prefer ghosting. Someone else said she dodged a bullet.
What should he have done, though? I mean, honestly, when somebody is like gushing about astrology and you're not into it, it's like, you know what? That's really cool. And he did try to change the subject, but if the whole date and you got to figure an hour at the restaurant or so, a couple of hours back at her place, she's pulling out the app saying, look at this, here's our planets in Mercury.
If she's that into it and he's that not into it, it wasn't going to work out anyway. So just be like, doesn't mean you have to like cut her off or be rude, but when you are done, then don't be like, yeah, let's go on a second date. I know that's like the casual thing you say.
You always say that, yeah.
But what my friend Abby, she's very open and honest. She will text the person like, hey, I'm sorry I didn't feel a connection. I just wanted to be honest with you. And then there's no games and there's no ghosting and no weird wondering. So I think it's just honesty. And if you have to do it through a text because that's easier, then do it through a text. I totally get that.
Okay. That is two sides to every date. If you ever go on a date and then you don't hear back and you're like, what happened? And it doesn't even have to be like a romantic potential date. It could be like, we've had this with like friends before too. Like somebody went out with like a coworker and then the coworker never wanted to go out with them again.
Yeah.
Then send us an email to ryanshow@kdwb.com.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia, movement that inspires. Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.